What is lasciviousness? Understanding its meaning and impact. Table of contents breaking down the meaning of lasciviousness, the etymology of lasciviousness, what makes behavior lascivious? Lasciviousness in different contexts and historical and cultural perspectives and religious and ethical teachings, biblical views on lasciviousness, lasciviousness in other religions, common misconceptions about lasciviousness, lasciviousness versus attraction, lasciviousness versus flirtation, recognizing lascivious behavior, signs and examples of lascivious behavior, language and communication, body language, impacts of lascivious behavior on relationships and social interactions, the psychological roots of lasciviousness, what drives lascivious behavior? Is lasciviousness linked to personality? Addressing and managing lascivious behavior, why managing lascivious impulses matters, practical tips for self-control, the legal implications of lasciviousness, understanding lasciviousness in legal terms, lascivious conduct versus harassment, legal consequences of lascivious actions, legal perspective, implications in the workplace and public spaces, cultural sensitivities, how to address lasciviousness. 1. Revised Penal Code, Article 336, Acts of Lasciviousness. 2. Republic Act No. 7610, Special Protection of Children Against Abuse, Exploitation, and Discrimination Act. 3. Republic Act No. 7877, Anti-Sexual Harassment Act of 1995. 4. Republic Act No. 11313, Safe Spaces Act or Bawal Bastos Law. 5. Republic Act No. 9262, Anti-Violence Against Women and Their Children Act of 2004. 6. Republic Act No. 9995, Anti-Photo and Video Voyeurism Act of 2009. Social Perception and Stigma, How Society Views Lasciviousness, Shifting Views in Modern Society. Conclusion. Facts. Conclusion. Lasciviousness. It's a word that might sound unusual, even old-fashioned, yet its meaning still holds significant weight in modern society. But what exactly does it mean? In essence, lasciviousness refers to excessive or lewd desire, often with a strong focus on sexual impulses. Let's dive into this complex term, its implications, and how understanding it can help us make better, more mindful choices in our daily lives. Breaking down the meaning of lasciviousness. The etymology of lasciviousness. The word lasciviousness traces back to Latin roots, from the word lasciviosus, meaning lustful or wanton. Its usage in English has long been associated with excessive or overtly sexual desire. While lasciviousness may seem like a relic from earlier times, the word still plays an important role in discussions about behavior, ethics, and the law. What makes behavior lascivious? At its core, lasciviousness involves more than just noticing or admiring beauty. It refers to a strong, often unrestrained, focus on physical pleasure. When behavior crosses the line into lasciviousness, it often becomes objectifying or intrusive, leading to discomfort or harm. Lasciviousness in different contexts. In historical and cultural perspectives. Historically, lasciviousness has been viewed as a social taboo in many cultures. Ancient societies often established strict codes of conduct to keep certain behaviors under control, viewing them as damaging to social or spiritual well-being. In religious and ethical teachings, many religious teachings address lasciviousness, sometimes describing it as a sinful or immoral trait. Religious perspectives offer valuable insights into the concept of lasciviousness, giving us ethical guidance on how to respect boundaries and act responsibly. Biblical views on lasciviousness. The Bible, for example, refers to lasciviousness as a behavior to avoid. It is often grouped with other actions like envy and jealousy, which are considered spiritually harmful. Lasciviousness in other religions. Similar teachings exist across various religions, highlighting a universal understanding of the risks posed by unchecked desires. Islam, Buddhism, and Hinduism, among others, encourage believers to channel their desires constructively and respectfully. Common misconceptions about lasciviousness. Lasciviousness versus attraction. A common misconception is that lasciviousness and attraction are the same. Attraction is a natural feeling and can be a healthy part of relationships. However, lasciviousness goes beyond simple attraction, leading to behavior that may disregard the feelings and boundaries of others. Lasciviousness versus flirtation. Flirtation, when respectful, is often playful and consensual, while lasciviousness typically involves a more intense or one-sided focus on physical satisfaction. The key difference lies in respect for boundaries and mutual interest. Recognizing lascivious behavior. Signs and examples of lascivious behavior. Being able to recognize lascivious behavior is essential to maintaining respectful interactions. Language and communication. Often, lasciviousness is evident in explicit or suggestive language that makes others uncomfortable. The tone and choice of words can reveal a lascivious intent, especially if the remarks are uninvited or objectify another person. Body language. Body language can also signal lascivious intent. Prolonged or inappropriate staring, invading personal space, or unwelcome touches are all signs that a person may be acting with lascivious intentions. Impacts of lascivious behavior on relationships and social interactions. Unwanted lascivious behavior can strain relationships, cause discomfort, and even result in conflict or legal action. It can erode trust and respect, both essential components of healthy relationships. The psychological roots of lasciviousness. What drives lascivious behavior? The roots of lascivious behavior often lie in a combination of social influences, personal history, and, in some cases, psychological factors. Media portrayals, past experiences, and personality traits can all play a role. Is lasciviousness linked to personality? Research suggests that some individuals may be more prone to lascivious behavior due to specific personality traits, such as high impulsivity or low self-control. However, understanding and managing these tendencies can help individuals lead more balanced lives. Addressing and managing lascivious behavior. Why managing lascivious impulses matters. Recognizing lascivious impulses and managing them is crucial for personal growth and healthy interactions. By respecting others' boundaries, we create a safer and more respectful environment. Practical tips for self-control. Developing habits of self-control, practicing empathy, and being mindful of how actions impact others are essential in managing lascivious impulses. Meditation, reflection, and counseling can also provide support for individuals struggling with these behaviors. The legal implications of lasciviousness. Understanding lasciviousness in legal terms. In legal contexts, lascivious conduct often overlaps with issues like harassment or abuse. Many laws address lascivious actions to protect individuals from unwelcome advances or behavior. Lascivious conduct versus harassment. While lascivious conduct may include suggestive remarks or gestures, harassment involves a broader range of actions and intent. Understanding these distinctions can help individuals recognize when legal boundaries are crossed. Legal consequences of lascivious actions. Engaging in lascivious actions without consent can lead to severe legal repercussions, from fines to imprisonment, depending on the jurisdiction and the specifics of the case. In the Philippines, lasciviousness is treated both culturally and legally as a serious matter, especially when it crosses into harassment or abuse. Filipino society, rooted in conservative and family-centered values, generally discourages overtly lascivious behavior. Actions that are deemed lascivious or indecent are considered socially unacceptable and can lead to significant stigma, especially in settings where traditional norms are strong. Legal perspective. Under Philippine law, lascivious acts are explicitly addressed in the revised penal code, where certain acts classified as acts of lasciviousness can lead to legal consequences. Specifically, Article 336 of the revised penal code penalizes acts of lasciviousness, defining them as indecent or obscene actions that violate a person's dignity or moral integrity. Additionally, Republic Act No. 7610 provides specific protections against lascivious acts directed at minors, making offenses against children particularly severe and punishable by imprisonment. Implications in the workplace and public spaces. In public and workplace settings, lascivious behavior can be classified as sexual harassment, especially under Republic Act No. 11313, also known as the Safe Spaces Act or Bawal Bastos Law. This law safeguards individuals from harassment, including lascivious advances, in both physical and online spaces. Violations can lead to fines, community service, and even jail time depending on the severity and the individual's history. Cultural sensitivities. In Philippine society, which is largely conservative and religious, lasciviousness is often met with disapproval, especially if it occurs in public settings. Family values and community expectations often emphasize respect, modesty, and propriety, which means that openly lascivious behavior can harm one's social standing or reputation. While younger generations and urban areas may have more liberal views, traditional attitudes prevail in many regions. How to address lasciviousness? For those experiencing or witnessing lascivious behavior, resources are available for support and reporting. The Philippine Commission on Women, PCW, Department of Justice, DOJ, and local government units provide mechanisms to report and address cases of lasciviousness and harassment. Additionally, advocacy and awareness programs promote understanding and respect for personal boundaries, aiming to foster a safer environment for all Filipinos. In the Philippines, several laws protect individuals from lascivious acts, particularly focusing on personal dignity, safety, and respect for individual boundaries. Here are the primary laws addressing lascivious behavior and providing legal remedies. 1. Revised Penal Code, Article 336, Acts of Lasciviousness. Under Article 336 of the Revised Penal Code, lascivious acts are defined as any obscene or indecent action that violates a person's dignity or offends their moral integrity. This law considers such acts a criminal offense, punishable by imprisonment. The article applies to cases where there was no actual intercourse but where the act still violates the person's right to privacy and decency. Punishments vary depending on factors such as the severity of the offense and whether force or intimidation was involved. 2. Republic Act No. 7610, Special Protection of Children Against Abuse, Exploitation, and Discrimination Act. This act is particularly stringent when it comes to protecting minors from lascivious behavior. It explicitly penalizes any act of lasciviousness toward minors and is considered aggravated if the victim is under 12 years of age. This law also covers acts that occur within domestic environments or by individuals entrusted with the care of children. Penalties include longer prison terms and higher fines to reflect the severity of the offense. 3. Republic Act No. 7877, Anti-Sexual Harassment Act of 1995. The Anti-Sexual Harassment Act specifically addresses harassment in the workplace, educational, and training institutions. It recognizes lascivious acts as a form of sexual harassment, particularly if the act is perpetrated by someone in a position of authority, like a boss, teacher, or trainer, to a subordinate or student. Punishments for offenders include fines and imprisonment, and institutions are encouraged to create grievance committees to handle complaints. 4. Republic Act No. 11313, Safe Spaces Act or Bawal Bastos Law. The Safe Spaces Act broadens protections against harassment, addressing public and online spaces. This law makes it illegal to commit lascivious acts such as catcalling, stalking, and lewd remarks, even on social media. It covers behavior both in physical spaces like streets and workplaces and digital spaces like social media. Offenders can face fines, community service, and imprisonment. The law also requires establishments and organizations to implement measures that prevent harassment and to provide support to victims. 5. Republic Act No. 9262, Anti-Violence Against Women and Their Children Act of 2004. This law primarily protects women and their children from various forms of abuse, including psychological, physical, and sexual abuse. Lascivious acts fall under sexual abuse, especially if committed by someone in a domestic relationship with the victim. This law provides for protective orders to keep abusers away from the victim and imposes criminal penalties, including fines and imprisonment. 6. Republic Act No. 9995, Anti-Photo and Video Voyeurism Act of 2009. While this law specifically addresses recording and sharing private acts without consent, it also applies to lascivious acts where there's a breach of privacy, dignity, or trust. Taking or sharing explicit photos or videos without permission is criminalized under this law, with penalties that include both fines and jail time. This act is particularly relevant in cases of cyber harassment, where images or videos are taken and distributed online. Social perception and stigma. How society views lasciviousness. Over time, society's perception of lasciviousness has evolved. What was once taboo may now be viewed with more nuance, yet excessive or unwanted behavior remains widely frowned upon. Shifting views in modern society. In today's society, there's growing awareness about the importance of consent and respect. Shifting views encourage a balance, where appreciation and desire do not cross the line into disrespect. Conclusion. In summary, lasciviousness refers to excessive or lewd desire that often lacks respect for boundaries and can lead to uncomfortable or even harmful situations. Understanding lasciviousness helps us reflect on our own actions and how we interact with others. By fostering respectful relationships and being mindful of our impulses, we contribute to a more compassionate and considerate society. FAQs. 1. Is lasciviousness a crime? In some cases, lascivious behavior that crosses into harassment or unwelcome advances may be considered illegal, depending on the laws in the area. 2. How does lasciviousness differ from regular attraction? Attraction is natural and can be respectful, whereas lasciviousness involves excessive, objectifying focus on physical pleasure. 3. Can someone overcome lascivious tendencies? Yes, with awareness, self-control practices, and sometimes counseling, individuals can manage and reduce lascivious behavior. 4. What should you do if you encounter lascivious behavior? Setting clear boundaries and, if needed, reporting the behavior can help you protect yourself and others from unwanted advances. 5. Are there any positive aspects to understanding lasciviousness? Understanding lasciviousness helps us cultivate respect and create healthier, boundary-aware interactions. 6. Can lascivious behavior be harmless if both parties consent? Yes, if both parties willingly consent and feel comfortable, behavior that might be considered lascivious in another context can become a mutually enjoyable and respectful interaction. 7. Does lasciviousness only apply to men, or can women be lascivious too? Lasciviousness is not gender-specific. Anyone, regardless of gender, can exhibit lascivious behavior. The important factor is how the behavior affects others and whether it respects personal boundaries. 8. How can lascivious behavior affect one's reputation? If seen as inappropriate or excessive, lascivious behavior can damage a person's reputation, potentially impacting relationships, career opportunities, and social standing. 9. Are there psychological treatments available for those with lascivious tendencies? Yes, therapy and counseling can help individuals understand and manage lascivious tendencies. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is one effective method for addressing underlying impulses and fostering healthier behavior. 10. Can lasciviousness ever have positive outcomes? Understanding lasciviousness can lead to greater self-awareness, helping individuals build more respectful and meaningful connections by channeling their energy toward positive, consensual relationships. Conclusion. In exploring the concept of lasciviousness, we've uncovered its complex layers and how it affects personal, social, and even legal aspects of our lives. By understanding what lasciviousness is and recognizing the fine line between healthy attraction and invasive behavior, we gain the tools to foster respectful and mindful interactions. This awareness not only helps us maintain strong boundaries but also enriches our relationships with empathy and integrity. Whether it's understanding our impulses or supporting others in creating safe spaces, a deeper understanding of lasciviousness encourages us all to interact in ways that are both respectful and enriching.